Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar. The Lee Elsey Orchestra from an old, old 45. That's got to be late 50s, mid to late 50s there with Leroy, a very, very young Leroy Motoka on vocals doing the Prune song. And definitely want to send that out to Bud Seelho. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Bud. I believe all the way out in North Carolina. I was trying to tell from your email address, Bud, where you're from. And I think you got one of those Roadrunner addresses like I do, and it looked like it was from North Carolina. So I hope I got that right. But Bud had written in and enjoyed the Leroy Motoka show last month and wanted to know if I had the Prune song. I actually gave him the check title. And, you know, we sing this song every time we play. And I even have the original, like, VTOC arrangement, you know, with all the titles and everything on it. And still, when he gave me the check title, my mind was a blank. I said, what? Song kind of sounds familiar. I'll have to check and see. I don't recognize it offhand. And emailed Frank Cabina. Of course, he was just like, are you an idiot? You know, and I said, yeah, I am an idiot. Of course, I recognize that as the Prune song. So, Bud, I hope you enjoyed that. Recap what we heard. Like I said, a couple of other request tunes. Dr. Everett down in Austin, the High Toppers doing the Slavish Girl Polka. Jimmy Stewart doing the Hoop-Dee-Doo with special guest vocals by the Jordanaires. Of course, you remember the Jordanaires did a lot of the backup vocals on the early Elvis Presley recordings. After that, the City Polka Boys doing the Wild Goose. And a lot of y'all familiar with the Vrouwzels version might not know that City Polka Boys are actually the ones that wrote that song. The Akrulics, Benny Akrulik, they're the ones that wrote that song and first recorded it. So there you go, like the first version of that. Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman from a real neat cassette that John gave me. Actually recorded, I never even heard of this album. It's actually recorded up in Omaha at a polka festival, and the sound is incredible. And that's one called the Autumn Rose Landler. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins doing yet another version of the Beer Barrel Polka, and that's a great band. I was a little hesitant on that band because the one recording I had some kind of hinky, you know, a lot of banjo-type things on it and a little more of that strict kind of northern-style polka I'm not a big, huge fan of, kind of Lawrence Welk-type stuff. But some of the other stuff I heard is really good, and that's a great version there of the Beer Barrel. The Czech Buttoneers doing the Cracker Jack Polka. And thanks once again to Glenn Lucina for sending me that CD. I appreciate that, and that's some great music there. Four button accordions, so that's a neat sound there. The Hub City Dutchman out of Yoakum, I do believe, doing the Tomcat Polka. And like I said, we wrapped that set up with Lee Ilse Orchestra featuring Leroy Motoka doing the Prune song. So hope you enjoyed that. And going to start our last little set here. Actually, this will probably be our biggest set yet. But our last full set of music here with a little more new music. Mark Halata and the Slavic Playboys. And Mark's a good friend of ours, especially Thomas Dernan, our bass players, played quite a few times with Mark. Mark came and sat in with us when we were still the Dance Hall Boys. Way back in about 1997, we played down in Moravia. Mark came and sat in on accordion, so he is just a phenomenal artist. If you get a chance to check him out, go see him. He's got a great band. Our good friend Mark Rubin sits in on bass from time to time. And hopefully we're going to be doing some things together with Mark next year. We're working on it, and I think we've got some plans in the works to maybe do one or two gigs with Mark and his band, which would be just a blast. We will have a lot of fun doing that. So anyway, let's get things started. Send this one out to my dad. He's probably not listening, but this is his favorite song. So here's Mark Halata and his band doing the Little Goose. Love you.
Staroli po stava la mala lavička pod to naši. Staroli po stava la mala lavička. Den je na ní sedávala, moje milá Anička. Den je na ní sedávala, moje milá Anička. Dnes okolo staré lípy prosto jen keře růžové. Dnes okolo staré lípy prosto jen keře růžové. Lásko svo se vrátím stále na to místo pozené. Lásko svo se vrátím stále na to místo pozené. я добровольне, аж до нашого двора, а я в тебе не пойду, просто же. Thank you. Zmizela, voda se zatočí, rybář se zahleděl do mých modrých očí.
Thank you. skidete už spát. Tatíček mu zjí drát, hospode čekají lídičky na jeho smutně písničky. Dětíčky, jdete už spát, nechtě si o stěstí zdát, snad ráno přijde vás tatíček a přinese na chlebíček.
Hope you guys weren't sleeping or you would have missed that tune. Brave Combo clocking in at all of, I think it's a minute and 24 seconds there with the TikTok polka. And, of course, you know, I've talked about Brave Combo a lot. I've been following these guys since about 1985 when I was playing with Bobby Jones Orchestra. Harvey Ficus, the drummer for Bobby Jones, actually made me a cassette with some Brave Combo stuff on it from one of their first EPs. And I was hooked ever since then, and living in Austin, I got to go. There's a great record store in Austin called the Sound Exchange. It's not there anymore. That carried nothing but vinyl, pretty much, and I actually picked up Brave Combo's first two albums on vinyl. Still have those, and like I said, been a fan ever since. Used to go see him out at the Austin Aquafest, and all kinds of good times. So always enjoy hearing Brave Combo. Don't get to see him near as much as I used to, but... still just a great bunch of guys, and I actually got to perform right before them at the Ennis Polka Fest this year, so that was a blast. So it's good seeing those guys, and continued success to them as usual. Let's go back and recap what we heard in our last set. Quite a bit of music there. Mark Alata, like I said, starting things off with the Little Goose Polka. Leo Myack and his orchestra doing the Westphalia Waltz, and send that out to all the people in Westphalia. They just had the Westphalia picnic a couple of weeks ago. Unfortunately, we had a prior engagement already booked up, so we weren't able to play out there this year, but maybe we can make it back out next year. Always had a good time out there. Bill Mraz and his orchestra doing the Schneider Polka. And just a quick plug, if I can, let everybody know, next Sunday, November 2nd, if you got nothing better to do, or even if you do, make other plans, come out to the great historic famous Bill Mraz Ballroom, where we'll be playing the Czech Melody Masters from 2 until 6. So if you get the chance, stop by, enjoy one of the great experiences in Texas polka music, the fantastic Bill Mraz Ballroom, and come have a good time. So hopefully we'll see you out there. And let's see, back to the music again. Checking then some with the Linden Tree Waltz, another new piece of music I recently picked up. Rudy Polchar, another band that I really have no clue where they're from. I'd never heard them before, but you know, just some great music there. Rudy Polchar Orchestra doing a Rise My Darling Polka. Czech Harvesters out of Dallas doing the Fallen Leaf Waltz, a little fall music there with all the leaves starting to fall. The Dutch Masters out of Houston area doing the Fisherman's Love Waltz. And that's a great cassette I picked up from John, set by the Dutch Masters, and really good music on that. Romy Ghost, my favorite, doing the Coffee Party Polka. Then one from a little polka music from Seattle, Washington, the Smiling Scandinavians. Doing the Cuckoo Waltz, Red Ravens with the Village Tavern Polka, and then some brand new stuff from our good buddies, the Praha Brothers up in Temple, doing When the Children Sleep Waltz. I've also heard that called Go to Sleep Little Children, but some nice music from them. And then, like I said, we wrapped that up with Brave Combo doing the TikTok Polka. And that's going to about do it for this show. Man, I have no clue. I've actually done all the music. I'm recording the vocal parts now, so I have no clue what this show clocked in. I would assume it's got to be close to 2 hours, if not more. So, hope you enjoyed it. I want to say hi to a few new listeners out there. I've gotten emails over the past. Let me get my little sheets out here. Phil Galata up there around Cleveland. Thank you so much for emailing me and learning all about your sausage making business, your meatballs. That was kind of interesting email. Who else did I get emails from? Vic Pokobrodsky. Well, I'm probably going to butcher that, up in Ennis. I got a lot of emails lately from people up in Ennis. Vic up in Ennis. And then I also got a nice email from Helen Brazier up around the Ennis area. So thank you guys for finding the show and listening. I sure appreciate it. Send hello and good wishes out to, I'm going to totally butcher this name, Dr. Hegedus. I think I have no clue if that's right. Actually, a doctor out in Hungary, all the way across, way over the Atlantic Ocean in Hungary, listening to the show. Dr. Hegedus, I hope I'm not butchering that too much. Thank you so much for listening. It's always a thrill to get emails, especially from people from out of state or even out of the country. It's just there we go. Sorry about that. I got some brackets here. I'm fixing to do some construction work and knock those off my desk. But it really is nice to get emails from people all around the country. And one more, Sigrid Skadada from out in California, Riverside, I do believe. Thank you, Sigrid. I'm still working on trying to locate that tune for you, so hopefully pretty soon I will have it. So anyway, that's going to do it for the show. Of course, thank you for all the regular listeners, all you guys here in Texas and everywhere else that have been with me forever. I'm going to try to make a habit from now on. I'm trying to start recognizing some of you guys every month. And just thank you once again, as always, for listening to the show and supporting it and making it, keeping it going. Because obviously, I can check on the internet and see how many people are listening and stuff like that. So obviously, people are still out there listening. And as long as you guys are doing that, then I'll keep doing the show. So thanks again. We're going to get out of here now. I got to actually go get ready to go play over in Elgin this afternoon. So if you're coming to Elgin, I'll see you in a little bit. Otherwise, have a happy Thanksgiving coming up. Enjoy this fall weather. We finally got a cool front end last night, and man, it feels great, about 50 degrees, so it's what I've been waiting for. So let's get on out of here. Here's some nice, boy, this is the epitome of smooth, smooth northern polka music right here. Great, great band, Jerry Volker and his orchestra. Going to take us out of here in one called Eyes of Blue Polka. So until next time, everybody take care. Come see us if you get the chance. Like I said, we're going to be over in Bill Mraz on November 2nd, and that's it till almost Christmas time in Taylor, and that's it till about May or so of next year right now. So come see us if you get the chance, and we'll see you down the road. So take care. Bye-bye.
Nikdo jí nezbudí, co na tom světě tu má, když jsem tu zůstal tak sám. Odešel hej, jestli květ, mě už netěší svět. Štěstí je motýlek jen, odletí a zbývá sen. Nikdy se nevrátí zpět, ako ví, je už svět. Ví oči klidně spíte, o mém žalu nevíte. Je špale růžičky mraz, budu již blízko vás. Ví oči moje, promluvte slunko jen, smutno je v údolí a bolest v srdci men. A láska májová odešla dávno spát, nikdy se nevrátí. Rád. Hrobaží, hrobaží, kopejte černou zem. Smutno je v údolí a bolest v srdci mém. Ta láska májová odešla dávno spát, nikdy se ne. To, co jsem býval rád. Thank you.